What's going on, guys, and welcome to the Floating Island Podcast. Alright, episode 7, here we go. This episode has given me the most problems out of any episode I have done so far. I know it's like, you're like, you've only done like 7 episodes. It was bound to happen, I know. I'm not even that deep in this journey, but holy cow. It was like more of the problem that I'm doing a solo podcast for this episode. So it's just me for this one. Because one of the biggest things I wanted out of this podcast was a connection with everyone that listens. And I think over the last 6 episodes, I haven't built a connection with, like, you guys know very much about me. You've just seen me interacting with my friends and, like, stories, weird stories are going off topic, very chaotic and just random, which I absolutely loved. And it was so much fun just doing and gonna do for so many more episodes along this journey. But I wanted to take this time and, you know, tell you guys a little bit about myself. And it posed so many challenges because I was like, what do I say? I don't have anyone just to, like, you know, maybe invoke a conversation to fill in time if I'm like, oh no, I don't know what to say, or there's just so much more of a challenge doing it by yourself. And I started looking at it at different angles, like, oh, maybe look at it like a dating profile. I was like, no, that's dumb. Like, what, I'm going to get on the camera and be like, I like long walks on the beach and, like, talk about all my hobbies and stuff, which I'll definitely get in, and that's one of the things you guys will learn about, like, clearly, and I know, I think it was episode 2, I talked about my love of Star Wars. Like, I'm a huge nerd, and if you can see my stormtrooper behind me, you can't see his head in the video, but I absolutely love Star Wars. I'm a huge nerd. So I kind of came to the point where I was like, you know what, I just kind of wanted to share more of how did I become the way I am, because I'm sure there are people that listen to this going, man, how did he get the way he is? I know my parents ask that a lot. So, I guess a rundown of who I am. I was born in 1997 on a rainy and stormy, I'm just kidding. But yeah, I was born on June 1st, 1997 in Virginia at the Naval Hospital of Portsmouth. When my dad was stationed there. He actually wasn't there. He was actually deployed at the time of birth, which was a cool thing, and I think actually added on to me wanting to join the military so bad when I was younger and growing up, was, I think, a sense that, you know, like, when I was born, my dad was defending the country. There's probably, like, a sense of obligation there, and just something I always wanted to do growing up. I really wanted to, you know, go out and be a part of something bigger than myself. Going on that, so I traveled a lot. Growing up with my dad being in the military. I moved all over from Virginia. We lived in Indiana when he actually was getting his Master's of Divinity to become a chaplain in the Navy. So he, like, left the Navy for 4 years, got his degree, and then they went back in with a reduced rank, but, like, job change. However that worked, he did that. So Indiana, it was Georgia, San Diego, we moved back and forth from San Diego, and I think it was Virginia once, but I mainly grew up in San Diego. I went to, like, middle school, high school out here. This is where I would consider home. I consider San Diego as my home city. But before I just start going off topic, because that is something I do a lot, clearly, I've been told. I'm about to do it right now. I'm about to go off topic on the subject of being off topic. So growing up, I was raised in the church. As like, if you know what a chaplain is, basically a pastor for the military. So I was raised in the church. So that does, I would say, play a lot into like my core beliefs. I would say if you would ask me like, oh, so would you say you're a strong believer? It would probably be a lukewarm answer for me right now. And that's just where I am at in life. But one thing I do want to be clear about is I respect all beliefs. I think other religions are absolutely fascinating to learn about. So just, I never want anyone to think because if you don't share my beliefs that it's like, oh, end all, or it's my way or the highway kind of thing, is I respect all beliefs and I just love learning about that. That's going to be a whole nother off-topic thing if I go down that rabbit hole. So raised in the church, I mentioned like two brothers. I'd say that played a huge role in who I am, growing up with an older brother and a little brother and being that middle child, because I had like a little brother that could look up to me and I had a big brother that I could look up to. But one thing is I was very much like the black sheep in my family. And I would say still am. If you asked someone in my family that knows me really well, like who would be the black sheep of the family, they would probably say, oh, probably Zach. I don't know. That's just what I have always seen is like being the black sheep. And that's something I definitely connect a lot with is when I'm talking to someone and they're very odd or weird. I am a weird person. I have grown just to accept it. That I am just, I'm odd. I am definitely out of the box kind of thinker. Definitely huge into like fantasy stuff and just, I would almost say like I am almost disconnected from reality sometimes. Not in the bad sense, because you never want to like fully disconnect from reality, and that's a whole like huge thing. Like with people that are like super fried, if you know anything about psychedelics or anything, they're disconnected from reality. But I would say I'm out there. Like I'm an up in the clouds thinker. I walk through my day very la la la. Honestly, that's just how I am. But so black sheep of the family, I would say that, I would say I leaned to a lot more growing up hanging out with friends than family. Not so much as in elementary school is usually I was with like my older brother because we hung out with the kids like in the cul-de-sac. And my little brother was, you know, I mean, he was super little, so he would go out and play in the snow with us because Indiana, snow days, superior. Those, if you had snow days, you have just one of the best childhood memories ever is like waking up and going to check like the news to see if your school got either like a 2-hour delay or it was canceled. Snow days were absolutely superior. Oh my gosh, just even thinking of that because I remember because my brother was always in the, like, so he was, like, middle school when I was elementary school, then he was high school when I was middle school, but you go, and he'd be like, yeah, I have no school today, my school is canceled, and, like, I'd run over looking for Deer Ridge Elementary School, and he's like, come on, and it always sucked it, but you didn't see yours, and then you're waiting, you're like, it's okay, I have an hour to wait, and we'll see if my name pops on, you're just waiting there, you have your backpack on, and mom's like, come on, we gotta leave, you're gonna be late. And you're like, hold up, come on, be canceled. And every time, once in a while, it would happen, and just the excitement. That was definitely, got me all feeling all warm inside right now. So if you didn't experience snow days, I am sorry, because they were amazing, and I will cherish those memories forever. Other than that, I guess I could say, like, what my older brother, he is a bodybuilder and realtor agent. Now he's in New Mexico. My little brother's playing football in college, I guess. I just wanted to throw that really quick in there, just a little bit about my brothers. And definitely will have them on this podcast, and you'll get it here. And probably go into a little bit of childhood memories that we all share, like the white blob and playing deer in the backyard. And there's just so many fun things. And I would say that because I had a good childhood, I would say it bled into I am a very upbeat and positive guy. I like being around people, especially close friends. I like having a close-knit group of friends. It's definitely has changed as I gotten older. Like, I definitely am more isolated now, but like I still have a core group of friends, and they could be around me. And like, there are people I could never get sick of. Like, I could be sick of everywhere else, my social battery drained, but they could be with me 24/7. I'd never get sick of them. Like, I have friends like that. I wouldn't say I have big groups of friends anymore like I used to back in the day. And maybe that's the reason why, because I had all that. I had the big group of friends, but there are so many people, and I've just grown to like more intimate relationships and closer friends, like do or die friends. Those are the kind of friends that I have. I guess, wow, you know, talking about yourself, you never realize how hard it is trying to fill in parts of your life until you absolutely just try to do it. Where you're just like, oh, I'm going to tell everyone all about my life. And it's actually, like, really hard. Like, take the time and look at someone and that's willing to listen to your life story. And talk about your life story. Someone that you don't know. Like, you got to pick, like, a stranger. Someone willing to listen. Because it's weird. You're not sure, like, what are, like, the most important aspects of my life that have shaped me today? Which I'm trying to accomplish with this episode. And it's been extremely difficult. Because what are key things that made me who I am? I have struggled a lot. I would say struggles. Like, I've dealt with alcoholism. I've been in the court system before. I have done a lot of crappy things in life that have also gotten me to where I am. And just all a part of that journey in doing a podcast is you're going to hear about all that. Like, I will be exposing myself completely, all my ups and downs, how I got through it. Mental health is a huge and dear thing to my heart because I have dealt with depression, and it sucks. But I can promise you we're all going to get through it, and we're all going to make it, and we can all do it together. And hopefully, listening to me, if you are struggling with that, this helps. So going back on to just figuring out core things about me to share with you guys. Big things I always say when someone, hey, tell me a little about yourself. People usually tend to tell things about what they like and do. And I'm trying to stay away from that because those are all things I would want to go into. Like my love of video games, like, I know I talked about my tattoos at one point. Like, I have a Zelda tattoo. I have a Game of Thrones tattoo. I love shows. I love movies. I'm huge into that stuff, and I want to dive deep into that. Maybe I'll start doing little episodes where I dive into the things I'm watching. Like, the House of the Dragon, that they did a great job on that show. On HBO, if you haven't watched it, go watch it. The new Andor show, Disney Plus, that Star Wars show, is actually really good. It took me a little bit actually to get into that one because it felt kind of slow at first, but now, like, I'm really enjoying seeing the inside of how the Empire was dealing with the beginning of the rebellion. So definitely check that out if that sounds like interesting to you. Already going off topic, as you can see, I struggle with that so much. Wow, I guess a big thing that I do want to share with all of you guys is the belief in being true to who you are. That is probably, I want to say, the biggest core belief for me right now is be true to who you are. If you're weird, if you're out there, if you're odd, crazy, maybe you're dumb, stupid, or it's not your fault, but hey, we're idiot, or you like to do, I don't care. The whole point is just be who you are. Be who you are, and that's probably my biggest core belief right now, and you can see that's how I live. I'm just who I am. I'm very unapologetic right now to who I am, just more of because it's like I feel like I spent so much time always worrying about what other people thought and putting on this facade or show of like trying to fit in. Like, I'm done with that shit. Like, you gotta be who you are. Be true to who you are. I don't I'm getting all worked up just even thinking about it, because I do believe in that so heavily right now. And so I guess huge thing about me right there, be true to who you are. Don't apologize to anyone for being who you are. If they don't like who you are, then they don't have to be in your life. It's okay. People are going to come and go in your life so much. People are going to come into your life, they're going to be around for 5 years, touch your life hard, and then just leave. And, or whatever, people just come and go. But the person that stays is you. So be true to who you are, and oh my gosh, life becomes so much easier and simpler that way. Other things I could touch on are, I do believe that there is a God, but I'm not going to go into that. That's something I actually have someone in plan to go into that and talk about religious aspects and stuff, which is really cool. So be excited for that. Crazy out of there thinking to know about me. I do believe, I guess it's not crazy because of what's been coming. I do believe in aliens. I do believe there is a secret society that runs the world in a way, not like how we think, as like the Illuminati. I love smoking weed. I am a huge weed smoker. I love the stoner culture, everything about it. Just, I absolutely love it. Music, huge thing for me too. Fun fact, I made a song yesterday during a smoke sesh. I'm not going to share it, but I did make one. It is there. Just know it exists. There is a song on my phone. It's like a full-length, 3-minute song on my phone from my smoke sesh yesterday. So just know that that is on my phone, and if you want to hear it, you got to smoke with me, and we will set that up. I guess this is really all I wanted out of the podcast, was just a little sit-down, hang-out. You learn a little bit about me. I don't think too deep, because I do want to leave a lot of this stuff for episodes in the future to dive deep. I don't want to just spout out a bunch of info where I could dive, like the mental health. I want to dive deep in on that and talk about my struggles and talk to people that are like professionals with it, or people that just have really good advice. I want to leave that for that, and instead of going in on it right now and wasting just kind of an overview. This is, maybe I should call this episode just the summary of me. I had a great childhood up to this point. Did some DJing after high school. Traveled a lot. I taught English in Cambodia for 3 months, spent 3 months in Guatemala, traveled the U.S. I've done a lot, and a lot of things I want to go deep on with you guys. But for now, just knowing that we're on this journey together, that I'm just excited to share my life with you guys and dig deeper into so many fun things. Definitely so many cool episodes coming up. I already have a bunch planned. I have one sitting down with my dad, and trust me, you're gonna want to hear that one. One planned with my papa. So unfortunately, I was supposed to go to Boston and do a podcast with him, but there was a COVID outbreak in the family, so everyone was just like, hey, no go on going to see him right now. One with my older brother. Now that is one. Perk yours up for two. And then I have one with Cole coming up again. I know a lot of you guys liked him. Jared. I have one with Jared and Savage. Just so much things to get excited about. So please tell all your friends about this. Tell them to listen. Tell them to support. Follow me on Instagram, TikTok, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Guys, let's just go on this journey together. Be who you are. And let's just have fun with it. I'm figuring this out as I go. Trust me, I think I still suck at podcasts, but I'm gonna get better. I promise. It's just so many great things. So many great things. I love you guys all, and I can't wait for you guys to go through this with me. And if you guys ever want to have a conversation with me, or talk, or pick my brain, or I will pick your brain, message me on any platform I am on, and I will message you back. I promise you that. Other than that, I think I'm out. I gotta get out of here, guys. I'm out. This was episode 7. Thank you so much again. Have a fantastic week. I love you all so much. And I will see you guys next week.
Hot damn, on a man crept up in a puncho. I got so fucked up in Toronto. I sold my eyes closed like a blindfold. Ice cold green tea, whoa, Uncle Iroh. I went stupid on the wrist, I look candid in my pics. Who that talking all that shit? I want him to meet my fist. We don't play that little bitch. You so fake like counterfeit. I'm just getting off this fit. Tell me getting kinda thick. They don't know me, they not hit. They could blow me, suck a dick. They don't know that I won't quit. They don't know I'm too legit. And my phone on 2%. I think me and you should dip. I wish you could take a hint. You're the one I wanna miss. I wish